720 WGN. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Got a text right before I went on the air Monday from Ray Kaplan. That means it's either going to be about true crime or money that she saved a WGN radio listener. And you sent one that said, oh, we saved a listener $272,000. And I sent back Ray some exclamation point emoji or sticker and told Iridian. And we were like, wow, that's amazing. And then you said another one came in for $598,000. Is that a typo?
No, that is real. And those loans have been haunting this client for years and years. And we were so happy that we were finally able to get rid of them for her once and for all. So that was very exciting when we saw that letter come in.
Did she get a quadruple doctorate? Like, I mean, you don't have to tell me the personal information, but... Or was this just the interest adding up over time, or both?
It was both. It was a PhD, master's, different master's programs, and then different, you know, loans accruing interest over long periods of time. So it was nice to be able to get the whole thing finally forgiven for her, because she was retired and she was not going to be able to afford the monthly payment. So right now we're actually seeing something we haven't seen in a long time. Loan forgiveness letters are coming back in. So real people, real balances actually being wiped out, which is great.
And what is the mechanism in which you do that? Because some people are going to say, well, one of two things. What magic wand do you have? And I know that the wand is knowing the law. But two, like, on whose authority are you doing this? Like, I mean, really, it just seems so crazy if you don't really understand the mechanisms in which you're doing this.
That's what it's all about. It's about knowing the mechanisms that allow borrowers, everyday people, to get their loans forgiven. And that's really where we come in, because people just don't know what is available. And very often you're available for things that you have no idea are even out there. The servicers aren't going to tell you. So it really takes an advocate, somebody who can apply the law to you and your situation appropriately. I mean, we see clients all the time where we're not able to get them immediate loan forgiveness. And then, of course, we hear, oh, well, I thought you'd go on WGN radio and I thought you were supposed to get loans forgiven.
Right.
What about us? So it really depends on the situation. So everybody is different, but depending on how your circumstances map on, it very often we can get your loans forgiven.
So when someone calls you to do a consultation, which I know you charge for, and you should, because it's a lot of work, the consultation itself. And I think you said something like north of four or five people end up saving some money. So well worth the juice is well worth the squeeze in my mind. But you do this consultation. Is it just about asking what's their story? What's their work history? Show us where these loans are. And then you and your team just dig through the law to see what little hook or by crook you're able to find that allows some of this.
Pretty much, because we have to find out first, are they federal loans or are they private loans? Because those are really apples and oranges. And then what their work history is, what their current situation is, because maybe the key is that we can lower their payment for a year or two, and then they're going to be eligible for loan forgiveness. So we create a roadmap and a strategy for them, where even if you can't get them forgiven today, we'll be able to forget them maybe in a year or two. But at least you have a strategy then, and you're not just making huge payments that you don't really need to be making.
So the majority of your clients are not ones that you text me. Those are maybe the outliers, although there's been a lot of them. But maybe the people that you're mostly helping are putting them in the payment plan that lowers their monthly payment, maybe lowers how much they're going to have to pay. Maybe it gets them on a pathway to ultimate forgiveness in that text that you send me. But for the most part, in the early days, you're talking about lowering their monthly payment.
Yeah, exactly. Because very often, their payment is miscalculated, it's calculated far too high, or they're just in the wrong payment plan and one that's not helping them move towards forgiveness. So there are different pathways under the federal law that get you closer to your loans forgiven. One of the ladies I sent, a case I sent to you, she was a WGN listener, and she had her loans forgiven recently because she had been in repayment for 20 years. So she paid back everything that she borrowed. It was just all the interest that accrues over those 20 years. And that was over $100,000. And that was all forgiven. So that was a huge relief, too.
It's amazing to me that these people are entitled to this. I'm not upset that they don't know the law. I'm upset that the service loan the servicer doesn't know? Or is it just so convoluted that they're not doing anything malicious? It's just not up to them to tell you when you could be done by the law.
You know, it's really interesting because I tell my clients that you can talk to a servicer and occasionally you get somebody who really knows what they're talking about and they are really trying to help you. But very often they don't know the law and exactly how it applies to you. And they don't have a duty to give you financial planning advice of how to get rid of your loans. They work for the Department of Education, which is they want you to pay your loans. So they have a whole different agenda when they're talking to you. So you really want somebody whose job it is to get you the best deal possible, lower your payments, and potentially get your loans forgiven.
They work for the Department of Education for now, but soon it will be shifted the burden to the Department of Treasury. Is this shift why you have been coming on with us a lot and our commercials have been telling people that there's going to be a lot of rule changes and it's happening rather quickly?
Yes, more chaos at the Department of Education. I thought that it had simmered down for a while, and it had, and things are starting to get rolling again in the right direction. And then we also got the announcement that the plan was all defaulted federal student loan borrowers would be moved to the Treasury Department. And now that doesn't seem like a big deal, but it is going to create chaos and it's going to create some confusion for borrowers. But I will say this so that people don't panic. The laws are not changing. So all of the relief that you have available under the current law to get out of default, and we can get you out of default and get you back to current and in good standing, the laws in that regard have not changed, but the loans will be transferred to the Department of Treasury for defaulted loans. For all other loans, they should stay with the Department of Ed and the servicers for now until the next announcement, I guess.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. For a while, we had a date scheduled or circled on the calendar in the summer, a big worry about Parent PLUS loans going from cell phone bills to mortgage payments. When you say that things have calmed down a little bit, is that what you're talking about? Or are we still looking ahead at a cliff, perhaps, that people really want to take advantage of right now?
Oh, yes, that cliff is still there.
Okay.
This is really important for federal Parent PLUS loan borrowers. We've been sending out mass emails, commercials, everything we can do, because we want them to know if you have Parent PLUS loans or you know somebody who has Parent PLUS loans, you need to take action well before June in order to get your loans enrolled in the legacy rules so you preserve your ability to pay under income-based repayment, which for most people is a much lower monthly payment, rather than the new rules under the Trump administration's budget reconciliation bill. Your payment is going to increase massively. So if you have federal Parent PLUS loans, even if you're not sure if there's a chance that they are federal Parent PLUS loans, please give us a call or call the Department of Education or go to studentaid.gov. Get your loan details, get them over to us. We'll analyze it for you and create a plan so that you don't have to see your payment go from, say, $500 a month to $3,000 a month. And I just had one client today where their payment would have gone from $158 a month to $1,598 a month. So it really is going to be a massive change. And then once you're locked out as of July 1st, there's no going back.
So that's a $1,300 difference from that one person. How much is your consultation fee?
$350.
Okay, so within like a week and a half of the change, they've already made money even after paying you. I just want to say that. Okay, anyone with a Parent PLUS loan, 312-294-8989, financialrelief.com. You've been singing this since September, and June felt so far away. We're going to be in April next week, everybody. Get on this now, 312-294-8989. Ray Kaplan, I got a scoot, but I got it all in there, right?
Thanks, John. You got it all in. Thank you so much.
That's Ray Kaplan, everybody. Quick break, then we'll wrap things up. News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom 2, next on WGN.